B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Now it's time, like always, for What's Brewing with Jen, brought to you by Dunkin'. It's always game on with Dunkin' Reward. With Dunkin' Reward members, pick your day to score a free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Jen, I know you scanned the globe. You worked tirelessly to get these stories. What do you have today?
I just realized that every story today has to do with some kind of food product.
Oh, I like that. It's food day on What's Brewing.
It must
That's
be.
What
it
you're is. Having with your coffee.
It is National Cheesesteak Day, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right? I don't have any stories about
this. Yeah, it really is.
Okay, so I'm not about this, but I am about IHOP. I like IHOP. And Pepsi. I'm a Coke girl over a Pepsi girl. But Pepsi and IHOP have teamed together for a new take on two classic flavors. They have joined forces for a maple syrup flavored Pepsi. Of course, it's a limited time thing, and you just won't be able to find it in stores or in IHOP restaurants, which is odd because IHOP is a part of this thing. But now through March 29th, Instagram and Twitter users will be encouraged to share an image of pancakes tagging Pepsi and IHOP's account using a certain hashtag, show us your stack and Pepsi sweepstakes. 2,000 winners will be able then to purchase the Pepsi maple syrup.
Hold on. 2,000 winners can then buy it after that?
Well, it says we'll be able to try it.
Yeah, see, I'm out. Why do I want that?
I don't want it because it sounds gross.
I'm fine with an IHOP. I agree with you about Pepsi.
Coke is better.
But why do I want that?
I don't know. Pepsi is sweet enough anyway. That's why, there are many reasons why.
Not enough carbonation.
Over Pepsi, yeah.
It's too much effort for something not that good.
Yeah.
It's so sweet.
Like, I got to go on Instagram and then cross my post pancakes, which I like a pancake. It's not that.
Right.
And then go through all of that?
Yes.
That seems like a lot of work.
And there are going to be thousands and thousands of people to do it. You might not win.
Right.
So what's the point?
So now I'm just I'm Mr. Pancake.
People love doing that kind of stuff, though. There are people out there that will just jump all over this and want it. I just think that maple syrup Pepsi sounds gross.
It doesn't sound like something I want. Like, who wanted this?
I don't know.
Sometimes
someone up there north of the border.
That's a
Canadian
thing. That's maple syrup
right
world.
There.
I mean, that is where the best maple syrup comes from.
Well, then there's also like Vermont and Maine. They claim
well
they like it.
Yeah.
They like it up there.
Is Pepsi big up there?
I don't know.
I don't know either. So there you go. If you want maple syrup Pepsi, you now know how.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, heading over to England.
Mm-hmm.
This I don't understand either. A woman in England recently set a new world record by eating 19 chicken McNuggets in 1 minute. I don't feel like that's a lot. In 1 minute, 19 chicken nuggets? I could do that.
Well, hold on. Whoa. That's an opportunity here.
I feel like that's not a lot.
So, Jennifer.
In 60 seconds?
If tomorrow we had someone who was able to arrive here for 3:45 for What's Brewing Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you had 20, because she did 19.
She did 19.
20 chicken nuggets. One more than she did.
Yeah.
You would try to eat them? In a minute?
I mean, I would definitely try it. I don't think I would do it, but I just don't feel like that's a lot.
That's a tremendous amount
in 1 minute.
Really?
One minute?
60 seconds.
I mean, I can down 10 chicken McNuggets pretty fast.
Like 6 seconds?
All right, how about this? If we gave you from 45 to 53, we gave you 8 minutes to eat 20. Do you think you could finish all 20?
In 8 minutes?
Yeah.
I would say no.
I don't think you could.
20 chicken McNuggets in 8 minutes?
20.
Absolutely.
No, you're not. No.
Yes, I could. I could totally do that.
So what we'll do is we're going to try to work this out. We're going to get the Nuggets. We'll time you and see how long it takes to do. I'm assuming it's going to be more than 1 minute. You're saying it's going to be less than 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I just don't know how.
I don't see it.
I don't see it either. I mean, I want you to do it. I think it'd be awesome. But
it'd be great.
I eat very fast. I've said this before.
I'm a fast eater.
Every time I eat, I
pick.
I'm a fast eater. It's embarrassing in public.
Absolutely.
I'm a vacuum in this food.
No, I talk too much during my meals too. But yeah, 20 in 8 minutes, that would be a feat.
I don't know. I just don't seem like it's that much. I guess it is, but I don't know.
When you're putting up like your 16th McNugget, you're going to be like, yeah, this was a lot more than I bargained for.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be full. I would definitely be full at the end of it, but I don't think that 19 nuggets in 8 minutes. I don't know. I just don't feel like it's that much.
Well, luckily, we can find out.
This woman
also holds the world record for eating pickled eggs in record time, though I don't know how many in how many
minutes.
She's a professional.
She's a professional eater. Yeah.
She didn't just happen into like 19
nuggets. I've seen people eat those pickled eggs.
Yeah.
Man.
That's rough. I'm not trying that one.
They're not eating them.
They're just swallowing.
Oh,
yes, it's a little gross anymore.
Well, I'm imagining
the hot dogs, I feel like, even though there's some skill to it. The egg is just a slide. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The nuggets, too, is skill. You got to chew that. You're going to choke.
Yeah, you can't just swallow those.
No.
As dry as they are, I wonder if she used any sauce.
Yeah, sauce is important.
If she dipped and did it in 1 minute, even better.
Is that like the PEDs of that record?
Yeah.
Like, you can't be using the ketchup, honey mustard.
Yeah,
the hot dog people dip the buns in water.
Yeah, that's water. Like,
yeah.
Ooh.
The sauce and the flavor is the big part.
Yeah. All right. So this is an update from a story that Connor did several months ago when he was filling in for me.
Look at that. See? The synergy from that room is incredible.
You love it, don't you?
Yes.
So remember, Connor, your story about the world's largest potato?
Oh, yeah. The guy had the giant one.
Also, a Guinness Book of World Records thing.
Yeah,
well,
down in New Zealand, right?
Nice try. The New Zealand couple did not have a potato. It was not an actual potato, so they can't win. It was 17 pounds, this thing that looks like a potato. Evidently, it's a tuber gourd.
The hell is that?
That's not even a thing.
It is a thing.
A tuber gourd?
Yes, because a potato is a tuber, and then like a squash is a gourd. So I think maybe it was some kind of hybrid.
A crossbred?
Yes.
Like a squash ran into a tuber one day,
and the tuber was looking good, so then all of a sudden, tuber gourd. You can crossbreed vegetables like that. So I think that's what happened. But it's now, it's out of the running because it's not an actual potato.
So you're just invalidating all that work I did to research the world's biggest. I had to call people in New Zealand and confirm that story.
Well, the Guinness.
All of my minutes for nothing.
Guinness had to do the same thing. And then they had to go test the potato and they found out. And then they had to send a letter to the poor family.
Oh.
I'm saying, you're ineligible anymore because you have a tuber gourd or whatever it is, a gourd tuber.
Those were collect international calls.
They still have the potato. It's in his freezer. And he called it Doug.
Well, I'm going to figure that out. I'm going to figure all this out. Booty is with you. He thinks he can beat that record.
Oh, right. See, Booty, I know, right?
And Tuber Gourd opened for Weezer on their last tour.
See, that's a good band name right there.
So,
I like it.
All right. That was What's Brewing with Jen, which was fantastic. Brought to you by Dunkin'. It's always game on with Dunkin'. Reward members, pick your day to score a free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.